Ever noticed how a single outfit can completely alter your day? That's not coincidence. It's science. Clothing isn't merely fabric draped on our bodies, but a powerful communication tool that shapes how others perceive us, and more importantly, how we perceive ourselves. The clothes we choose form a bridge between our private and public selves, making style deeply emotional and intrinsically connected to our self-worth. Many of us struggle with wardrobe challenges that stem from internal issues, limiting beliefs about our bodies, fear of being seen or ignored, and fundamental confusion about our identity. These battles manifest in holding on to clothes that no longer fit, impulse buying during emotional times, or hiding behind shapeless, dark clothing. Think about how quickly you form impressions of strangers based on their clothing. Within seconds, you've made assumptions about their profession, personality, and mood. Now apply that same perceptiveness to your own reflection. Does your clothing communicate success and confidence, or does it broadcast insecurity? Are you dressing for the job you want or the one you had 5 years ago? How you handle your wardrobe often reflects how you handle life. Are you ignoring your finances the same way you're ignoring those ill-fitting pants? Are you settling for mediocrity in relationships just as you're settling for good enough in your clothing choices? Before revamping your closet, evaluate your current wardrobe and envision your style goals. Consider your desired professional image, casual approach, and occasions that cause wardrobe anxiety. Identify when you feel most confident. These insights reveal your wardrobe's strengths and weaknesses and help form your style mission statement. Your mission statement might focus on elevating your professional presence, increasing visibility, loving your body, or finding age-appropriate excitement. Example: I want my style to reflect my creative leadership while maintaining approachability. Use this as your guide when shopping and dressing. Create two essential lists: fashion don'ts, those safety blanket garments that camouflage rather than highlight you, and fashion dares, pieces that showcase previously hidden assets. Challenge yourself to try something bold and wear it within 2 weeks. When something fits well and flatters you, compliments will naturally boost your confidence. Every item in your closet should be a perfect 10, nothing less. We carefully select furniture and plan vacations within budget, so why treat clothing differently? Your 10s deserve daily wear, not just special occasions. A perfect 10 fits well, includes colors that complement your features, remains in excellent condition, makes you feel confident, works with other items, and reflects your current lifestyle. Most people wear only 30% of their clothes, leaving 70% as clutter. When purging your closet, sort everything into yes, no, and maybe piles using 7 criteria: fits right now, flatters your coloring and body type, is in good condition, isn't dated, you've worn it recently, makes you feel good, and sends the right message. Ignore excuses like, "I just wear that when running around town," or, "But it was only $10. Cheap clutter is still clutter. Your wardrobe is a visual autobiography. Since we attract what we project, why settle for anything less than a perfect 10? Color is a vocabulary that conveys emotions from calm to exuberance. Visibility doesn't always require bright colors. Dark attire often needs lighter neutrals for contrast. Every woman should own flattering colors across light neutrals, soft cheerful hues, and vibrant pop colors for bold statements. Your best colors align with your hair, your body's most saturated hue and natural benchmark. Eye color follows, drawing attention to these windows to the soul. The right colors enhance vitality, while wrong ones wash you out. Blondes look better in navy than black. Brunettes should embrace bright hues that complement their saturated strands. Redheads must choose carefully, as their hair never reads as neutral. Silver-haired women need greater color awareness, favoring muted, slightly grayed-out tones. You don't need neon for impact. Applied strategically, a little color creates significant effect, the signature pop of color approach. It's a dash of brightness on an otherwise neutral outfit, like a fuchsia scarf over a slate-gray blouse or bold red accessories with a black dress. Similar to a gentleman's vibrant tie with a dark suit, this technique communicates thoughtfulness and sophistication. Shop with purpose by creating a fashion to-do list based on your closet purge notes. Prioritize top needs and select 2-3 targeted stores, including a department store and perhaps a discount retailer. Visit last to avoid impulse buys. Avoid retail safety blankets, stores where you shop on autopilot and acquire mediocre items instead of perfect 10s. After shopping, build a lookbook by styling each new purchase multiple ways with existing items. Deconstruct outfits to discover versatility. Can the blazer work with jeans? Can the pants pair with a sweater? This transforms confusing mornings into seamless dressing routines. Organize your closet by category, then color. Arranging from dark to light creates an emotional shortcut for mood-based dressing. Conduct biannual closet reviews when switching seasons to assess which pieces need refreshing, replacing, or removing. A transformative style approach extends beyond garments to include accessories, makeup, and hair, elements that dramatically alter your presentation with minimal effort. Accessories function as punctuation. Long necklaces elongate the torso. Statement earrings frame the face, and bracelets highlight graceful hands. Makeup corrects flaws, intensifies best features, and complements outfit colors. Don't skip it on weekends. A polished face elevates even basic casual ensembles. For the perfect hairstyle, consult with a skilled stylist rather than copying celebrities. Your hair communicates. Curls appear friendly, while blowouts read as polished. Consider your face shape, texture, and lifestyle when choosing a style. Even with perfect wardrobe foundations, how you combine elements determines your style quality. Harmony is essential. Our eyes seek fluid, unbroken visual pictures. Avoid clown college syndrome, where individual pieces make sense, but the overall look falls apart. Follow the rule of three. Limit yourself to 3 key colors or patterns per outfit for maximum impact without visual chaos. This moment when you step into your bright new wardrobe is cathartic. Even small tweaks have immediate effects. When you dress to be seen, people notice not just your clothes, but your increased happiness, success, and self-assurance. As you become a style ninja who knows exactly what works for you, monitor trouble spots, maintain a replacement list, and cultivate relationships with boutiques matching your style. During style slumps, reach for mood-enhancing bright colors. Simplify with bright lipstick when full makeup feels overwhelming. Revisit your style mission statement and maintain standards even at your lowest. Like violinists who practice daily rather than cramming before performances, make conscious dressing a daily habit. Have fun with your clothes. Whether aiming to look more powerful or increase sex appeal, approach dressing playfully. Experiment with personas outside your comfort zone. Make your closet a happy space that radiates positive energy outward. You might as well wear great clothes, just like you are great.